Next item on our agenda is the Student Affairs Committee. Regent Dennis.
I'm so glad I'm Student Affairs and not Budget. I have the fun things to do. So I'll let Dr. Ethan Logan introduce the next part of this.
Thank you, Chair Dennison. I appreciate it very much. And thank you, Board, Dr. Dubon. It's my pleasure today to introduce to you and feature one of our outstanding student organizations, groups, programs, endeavors, all in one. And that is our program, Image West, which is a student-run PR and advertising agency. And I'm going to let them tell you all about this experience and how it works, and introduce to you David Vaughter, who is the faculty mentor and administrator for this program, and these wonderful students today who are going to tell you about Image West. So, David.
Thank you. Is this thing on?
There we go. Good
morning, everybody.
Good morning.
As Ethan said, I'm David, and I am the co-director of Image West. Normally, I would have standing beside me, Kara Glenn, who's our other co-director. She's having some maternity issues at the moment, so she's on medical leave for the next few weeks, but we'll hopefully be seeing her back again very soon. I also teach several classes in the Department of Art and Design, and I am a 39 and some year veteran of the advertising industry. So I was recently transplanted to Bowling Green, so thanks for everyone making me welcome. But we're here to talk about Image West, and I hope most of you will know something about it. But if you don't, as Ethan said, it's a student-run advertising, PR, digital, social media, whatever ad agencies do and call themselves today, we do it, except for NFTs. We draw the line at NFTs. And this year is our 35th year in business. And we are headquartered in NFC, so feel free to stop by with any projects that you care to. And the 35th year is kind of a momentous occasion for us for a number of reasons. There's some folks at our very first class, and here's our current lineup. We've got about 18 kids who show up most days to help us out on the various projects that we work on. These are some of the clients that we have done business with over the last few years. The Louisville Zoo is something that we did past summer in collaboration with Doe Anderson. Through the Loom Yum brands, you've probably heard of a lot of these brands. We're currently working on a project for the Corvette Museum. We did our first presentation to them last week. But as you can see, these are real brands, real clients. They give us real projects. They frequently pay us real money that goes into the budget. But equally important on our part is that these experiences lead to real jobs and real careers. You'll be familiar with some of these logos up here at Google and Apple, need no introduction. BDO is one of the big Magilla names in the advertising business. They work for Pepsi. They did the Michael Jackson spot where they said his hair on fire. I worked with the guy who did that. They work for Chrysler. They're part of the Omnicom Group, which is the biggest advertising holding company. Their CEO made $20 million last year, which is a point I try to impress upon these guys, telling them there is money to be made in advertising. The Mars Agency is a big retail agency in Detroit. GSD&M is a big national agency based in Austin. Nimbus is a multicultural agency based in Louisville. They were named the Small Agency of the Year nationwide last year. Through the Loom, I'm sure you've all heard of, and this little agency here based in Louisville. We're doing some work with them as well. So in our 35th year, we've got something exciting to share with you guys who haven't heard about it, which is a partnership that we're doing with Doe Anderson. Doe Anderson is the biggest, the oldest, and the most acclaimed ad agency in the state of Kentucky. We still have a relationship with them, have been around since 1915. We have an office in Louisville and one in Columbus, Ohio as well. So the partnership works in several ways. This is a look at the Doe Anderson client list. A lot of companies that you'll be very familiar with. This one in particular is dear to my heart. I worked on that brand since 1988. But as you can see, these are the kinds of projects that the interns get to work on when they come to the agency for the summer. And this is a little look. This is kind of a hype reel that we put together when we
announced. The acoustics are not real good in there.
Should I speak up? All right. Is this better? I'm going to not talk for a minute and show you this video. Projects again that these guys will get to work on when they're at the agency. So here's how the partnership works. First of all, Dorenson is directly supporting my being here. They shot me from my old side in that photo. that's Kara right there. We will be seeing her again soon. So I'm here on campus in part with the support of Joe Anderson. Second, we have access to these tools. These are the best marketing intelligence tools in the industry. All the big agencies use them. Mintel is great for looking into what big brands are doing and the strategy behind what they're doing. MRI gives you media data. NetBase is a social listening tool that we're able to use. eMarketer is some of the same thing for digital. So we have access to those as part of the partnership. We don't pay anything for them. Joe Anderson pays a lot for them. And then third, and the most important thing, as far as we're concerned, is we are feeding the Doe Anderson Summer Intern Program with students from ImageWest. So the first crop of them had that experience this summer. This is a look at them. As you can see, one of them is here live and in person, so she's going to be able to tell you what that experience was like. So it's about creating opportunity for these guys, giving them a career path, you know, a career that's viable and still growing. People tell you advertising is dead. Don't believe them. If you have Netflix, you know that it's not being supported by advertising. And for Doe Anderson, the advantage is that they get first dibs on some of these talented kids before some other agency snaps them up. So that's how we intend to work it. It's a three-year partnership. We'll reevaluate at the end of 3 years, and hopefully everybody will be satisfied and will sign up for another 3 years. So it's what we call a win-win. So, we're our first year in, here's to the next three, and hopefully counting. So that's the end of my spiel. I'm going to turn it over to these guys to let you know what the experience has been like. So why don't we start with Cameron, who actually had the experience.
Good morning, all. My name is Cameron Pursley. I have been with ImageWest since fall 2022. I am actually a senior here, graduating in December. So I have been working with ImageWest as an account executive. I've been working on multiple projects. And thankfully, one of them was Louisville Zoo over the summer. I've been working with Doe Anderson along with my other interns. And we had the pleasure of also working with Maker's Mark, Jim Beam, and among many others, such as Norton Healthcare. And so during this that internship, I got to have the honor of meeting multiple people across the networking of advertising in Doe Anderson, and as well as in other clients as well. And so I have really enjoyed my progress that I have done in ImageWest as well as Doe Anderson. And thankfully I have had David Botter and Kara Glenn lead me and guide me in what I want to do after graduation. And so hopefully after graduation I'll be going into project management for an advertising agency, hopefully in Nashville. Going to look into more career paths there. But that's pretty much what ImageWest has done for me, is really grasp a new identity of what I want to do in my future and work with real clients, real experience, and that's honestly what I'm very thankful for with ImageWest and thankfully with this partnership with Joe Anderson. I'm going to bring it on to Lily.
Hello everybody, my name is Lily Lang. I am a senior this year, graduating in the spring. I'm a double major in graphic design and advertising. This is actually my first semester in ImageWest. It's a great way to combine both of my majors, but also work in that real agency experience. I am one of the designers on the team this year, and being able to work with local and partners and helping develop our brand and things along those lines. But it's really giving me a lot of perspective, working with big teams, collaborating with my peers, and really developing those skills to hopefully use after graduation.
How's it going? My name's also Cam. So I actually graduated last semester. In ImageWest, I was a graphic designer, and I was also a creative director for one of our marketing advertising campaigns that we did. Through ImageWest, I've learned to work like more cohesively with others. It's taught me how to take client feedback and to like transition that into, you know, designs and work that exceeds what clients really want, and also through that I've gotten more clients through ImageWest even after I graduated, so they've helped me get my foot in the door a little bit after graduation as well, so I'm really thankful for them in that sense. Thank you.
That's our pitch. If you have any business, please bring it our way. Always looking for interesting projects to work on.
David, thank you for being here, and one of the things that I love about not just the partnership, but the work that our students do in this context, it's near and dear to my heart as someone who has grown talent in marketing during the course of my career in public relations. We talked about this in the spring semester. What you want folks to have in their heads, for better or for worse, is the voice of someone who's going to be critiquing them so that eventually they can do a self-critique that is as high quality as the person who implanted that voice. I've got a team of marketing folks that hear my voice in their head constantly. Sorry for them. But I want all of our young people to have David's voice in their head before they leave, so that when they're in the real world, they're asking and answering the questions like, well, what would he have said to me, or how would he have evaluated that? And at some point, you develop your own voice and your own self-critique, and then you get to build other people. But that is invaluable skill to have before you leave university. And our students are having this experience, and then getting to go in the summers to Dill Anderson, one of the best ad firms in the nation, region, it's a remarkable partnership. And that we've managed to bring David and others here to work with these folks is just, it's amazing. So I'm really proud of them, but would love to have your questions.
I think non-traditional students, this might be something they'd really be interested in. Are there non-traditional students that are going to be canceling online, or are you guys all traditional students? You were here from the get-go, or?
Everybody in the program now is actually coming to campus, but that wouldn't preclude the ability for somebody who's doing remotely to do it. All they need is the desire and the ability to do Zoom, because that's the way business is conducted these days, as you know. We at Dill Anderson, we were about to move into our new headquarters the week before COVID, so we've basically been working remotely ever since then.
Certainly. I've had some experience with ImageWest. When I was at the Medical Center, I was vice president of marketing, and we worked with ImageWest. This has been several years now. But it was great working with them, and they were so creative. So it's a great opportunity, I think, for you all and for the business.
Tremendous example of applied learning, right? So what you take in the classroom is one thing, but putting into action in the real world and demonstrating to eventual employers that not just what I've learned, but what I've learned to do, and taking that knowledge and making it useful is a hallmark of what we do across all of our programs, but this is just a wonderful exemplar of that. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, if I could echo that, I'd say,
Keith
was
talking.
That's okay. No, it's perfectly fine. For me, the most profound learning experiences I had were coupled from classroom to practical experience. And so to me, this is an exceptional program for our institution and a great hallmark of things that we do here at Western. And so I like to say thank you to Cam, Cameron, Lily, and David, and our best to Kara, who couldn't be with us today, for ImageWest. So glad to have them. And thank you.
Thank you.
Chair Dennison for our opportunity to present this group to the board.
Thank you.
Thank you.